Game on.
Tennis.
Now I'm delighted to say that Stephen Higgins from CrossCourtView.com joins us now to chat US Open tennis. And Stephen, we're going to start with the women's side of the competition, because the two best players this season will clash in the women's final as Iga Swiatek takes on Ons Jabeur. These two players bang in form at the moment.
Yeah, it's definitely a good sign for the women's draw that we have Iga Swiatek, who's approaching 60 wins this year, 6 titles, the Roland Garros champion, of course. She has struggled a little bit through this tournament and over the summer months. She's not quite up to the level she was at the start of the year, but she managed her way through a tough match, a three-setter with Aryna Sabalenka, the former world number two. You know, she has such magic in her game, such determination that she can find a way to get through to final. On the other side of things, Ons Jabeur was magnificent against Caroline Garcia in the other semi-final. All her tricks and flicks and slices, and she's particularly brilliant at using the full measurements of the court to drag you into the net when you don't want to, with drop shots to stretch you out wide. She's in superb form. Of course, she was in the Wimbledon final just beforehand. So you are talking about the two best women this year, numbers one and two in the race as well. So it should be a great match.
You mentioned that Wimbledon final. Will Ons perhaps use that as a bit of extra motivation, using the ghost of Wimbledon to try and overcome her fear of the final?
Well, she'll certainly need it, because if there's one thing about Iga Swiatek, is she's very good at finals. At the moment, she's on a 9-final winning streak, and she barely gives up games in finals to opponents. So it's a big task for Jabeur. Now, the one thing that's enticing is the head-to-head is only 2-2. Swiatek won the last match at Rome fairly comfortably, but of course, Rome was on clay, Swiatek's best surface by quite a long way. This might be a different Jabeur than we've seen. I'm hoping it'll be very tight, and maybe we'll get 3 sets and some spectacular rallies. It really is up to, is Swiatek going to be the kind of Sunday Tiger Woods, so to speak, of just demolish Jabeur as she has everyone else in finals in recent years?
I know in the semi-finals that Swiatek eventually overcame the fierce power of Sabalenka after dropping the first set, and Jabeur perhaps had a much easier time, you know, brushing aside Caroline Garcia. But overall, who has been more tested in this competition so far?
Well, I suppose it's really a case of Swiatek has been almost the most tested because her game hasn't functioned the way it has this year. So her forehand has been a bit erratic. The wins haven't come together. Of course, remember, she was on a massive unbeaten streak going into Wimbledon. I think it was 37 matches at that stage. Everything was just clicking. Every part, every asset of her game, her facet of her game, was perfect. She's had to kind of battle her own mentality and parts of her game to drag herself through to the final. Of course, that's a great character-building exercise. She said in press afterwards that she was actually delighted to get through matches, not playing her best, to kind of see that she could do that. Very much the mentality of someone like Rafael Nadal or Novak Djokovic. Jabeur has actually, just after the disappointment of Roland Garros, and I suppose where she went out very early, and maybe this point of Wimbledon, where she had a superb tournament, obviously, but lost the final, she has been rolling through the tournament, playing excellent tennis, really kind of at her peak so far in her career. So I suppose in some ways the internal test for Swiatek has been more challenging than Jabeur's route.
Okay, before we move on to the men's semi-finals, in a single name, who is going to win the women's side?
Swiatek.
Okay, there you go. Concise, I like it. The men's, so that's the women's final. We're looking at the semi-finals in the men's side of the competition, in the men's singles. After their brilliant, epic 5-hour ordeal, Carlos Alcaraz overcame Jannik Sinner with the latest finish ever at the US Open. So the question on everyone's lips, how much does this 19-year-old have left in the tank after consecutive 5 setters coming up against the fearsome Francis Tiafoe?
Well, this is the thing, and I think it should be pointed out that the US Open were pleased to announce that that was the latest finish ever in a match, but it finished, I think, at around 10 to 3 a.m. New York time. So we're talking that close to, what, 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 9 a.m. Continental Europe. Who does this serve, having the two kind of most exciting young talents on the men's side, where it's finishing at 3 in the morning in New York and then 8 or 9 in the morning in Europe? But it was a magnificent match, 5 hours, extraordinary rallies between two just, you know, incredibly gifted men. Already before that, so that's 5 hours, Alcaraz had played for 4 hours against Marin Cilic, also five sets. So after 9 hours in two matches, although he's 19 and he's an incredible athlete and he's at, you know, peak fitness early on in his career, he's playing against a fantastic athlete in his own right in Francis Tiafoe, who will obviously have the crowd behind him and is playing the best form, playing the best of his career to date. And you wonder with Alcaraz, is this a step too far, or will just his clear ability and the adrenaline of the moment and the chance to seize not only the US Open but also the chance to become world number one, will that carry him through the clear pain and strain on those muscles?
Okay, when it's all said and done, in a word, who's going to come through that semi?
I actually think that Tiafoe might do it, because I wonder if it might be just too much. Now, we'll see. Hopefully it's a great spectacle, but I just wonder, is it too much for Alcaraz at this stage of his career?
Okay, going against your beloved Alcaraz. Jeez, I'm shocked at that.
I know. I feel terrible inside.
Looking at the other semi-final, new territory for both men, it's fair to say. So I suppose we're all stepping somewhat into the unknown.
Yeah, so in the other semi-final, we have Casper Ruud, who is one of the best players in the world, certainly this year, a top 10 player, has been as high as top 5, primarily known for clay court titles, really. I think he's about 8 on the clay, 1 on hard courts. He's had a great season, and he's transitioned very well into hard courts from his beloved red dirt. And then he's playing Karen Khachanov, who has been a top 10 player in the past, but kind of went off the boil in recent years, but has stormed back this time. They have not played before. It's very hard to really know how they're both going to face it. While Ruud got to the final of Roland Garros, this is new territory for him on hard courts. And then Khachanov has never been to a semi-final in any major on any surface. So it really could be anything. Ruud is the better all-round player, who has done more so far in his career. But Khachanov has massive weapons. He's about 6'6", huge strikes off the ground, brilliant serve. So really anything could happen. Maybe we'll have 5 sets. Who knows?
Okay, well, even if we do have 5 sets, who's going to come out on top?
I would still back, I think Ruud is the better player, supremely fit, has less issues in his game, particularly in terms of movement. I'd probably still go with Ruud as the better player, and then Ruud into the final against maybe Tiafoe or Alcaraz if he has any gas left in the tank.
No, never mind this or Alcaraz. You already called it now. This is Ruud against Ruud against Tiafoe. So again, this is why you get paid the big bucks. My final question, Stephen, who is going to be crowned US men's singles winner?
Okay, go on. Casper Ruud.
Well, there you go. You've called it. Okay. I'm remortgaging now and sticking it on. Listen, Stephen Higgins.
I hope not.
You'll be to blame. Stephen Higgins, you're a gentleman. Really appreciate it. Lots of tennis to look forward to. The women's final on Saturday and the semi-finals this evening in the men's side of the draw and at midnight as well. So if you want to call that tonight or tomorrow morning. Stephen Higgins, gentlemen. Game on. Tennis.